Alright, people, before this podcast starts, I would like to announce something. These future podcasts will no longer be called Real Talk and Real Gaming Talk. From now on, the two different podcasts will be called The Mind of a Renegade and The Black Nerd Talk. So now, since I got that out of the way, I would like to introduce the, rebrand of The Black Nerd Talk. It is your host, Renegade X, the one that you love to hate. And it's back at it with another podcast. This time, this podcast will be about why each franchise, or at least a lot or more franchises, should try a Dynasty Warriors type game. Now, like I said multiple times, since the gaming industry has been oversaturated with PvP and online ranked and stuff like that, how about a good change of pace? Now then, what is Dynasty Warriors, you might ask? Dynasty Warriors is a series of hack and slash action video games created by Omega Force and Koei. The series is a spin-off of Koei's turn-based strategy, Romance of the Three Kingdoms. It's based loosely around the Chinese historical text, Records of the Three Kingdoms, from which it derives its name in Japanese. The first game titled Dynasty Warriors, or Sengoku Musou in Japan, is a fighting game and different from the rest of the series. All English titles are a number ahead of their Japanese counterparts due to the English localization of naming Shin Sengoku Musou, a spin-off of the previously mentioned Sengoku Musou game as Dynasty Warriors 2, as a result of the fact that the original Sengoku Musou title is a fighting game and has a different series title in Japan, it is not considered a formal entry in the Dynasty Warriors series. By Koei Tecmo, the series' 20th anniversary is considered to be 2020, to mark two decades since the release of Dynasty Warriors 2. It is Koei's most successful franchise as of February 2020. The series has sold more than 21 million copies worldwide. So yes, as it was previously stated in the thing, the first Dynasty Warriors was more of a fighting game. You know, 2 through 9 is more like, you know, the hack and slash and fight a bunch of enemies, stuff like that. And the latest one, Dynasty Warriors 9, it didn't do too well. They kind of strayed away from what made Dynasty Warriors Dynasty Warriors. They tried to do an open world play style for Dynasty Warriors 9. And there were some other issues as well, so that's why the game didn't do so well. Now, from my experience playing Dynasty Warriors type games, the first Dynasty Warrior like game I played was actually Hyrule Warriors from the Wii U. I played it when a friend came over my house and played it, and I liked it. And I'm like, man, I wish there were more type of games and stuff like that. Then I played Pirate Warriors 3, you know. Friend of mine had that game, and then I recently found Dynasty Warriors 8 Free Alliance version on PlayStation, which is a very good little free game that you want to get, you know, if you want to, you know, kind of spend money but you want to play a Dynasty Warriors game and stuff like that. I recommend getting that. And the reason I love Dynasty Warriors 8 is because you can create your own character, you can use, you know, weapons and stuff like that. That's why I like that game. But the reason, like I said, I'm a PvE person, and when it comes to Dynasty Warrior games, I love doing it. I mean, who doesn't love going against a bunch of enemies and just, you know, going head to head with them, just wiping them out and stuff like that? Now, there have been other games that have that Dynasty Warriors playstyle. Samurai Warriors, that's just basically just the Japanese, you know, version of Dynasty Warriors, because Dynasty Warriors has more Chinese history, as I previously stated. There's Dynasty Warriors Gundam, that was released in 2007, and it had more sequels like Gundam 2 and Dynasty Warriors Gundam 3 in 2010, stuff like that. Then there was Dynasty Warriors Gundam Reborn in 2013. There's Warriors Orochi. Warriors Orochi is just the Dynasty Warriors characters meeting the Samurai Warriors characters, and they're just all in one game. Another one is Fist of the North Star, Ken's Rage. Now, I have never played that game. I've never heard of it until I researched this. So, whenever I get the chance, I'll look at some gameplay of that. But that's another game. There's Warriors Legend of Troy. Again, I've never heard of that game. I'll have to do some more research on it. You know, like I said, the two games, Hyrule Warriors, One Piece Pirate Warriors, and One Piece Pirate Warriors 4 has been released recently. So one day I'm going to get that game when the price drops and stuff like that. And if it has some bugs or whatever, I'll wait until they patch those bugs real quick. There is Berserk in the Band of the Hawk. If you do not know what Berserk is an anime. It's a pretty interesting anime. I recommend watching the original, not the 2016 version, because I heard that got some bad reviews. But hey, do what you want. There's a Warriors All-Stars. Basically, it's a combination of characters from Ninja Gaiden, Dead or Alive, and stuff like that. There's Fire Emblem Warriors. Now, that's another good Nintendo Warriors game out there that I recommend. And there's another one that should be coming out. It came out in Japan recently. In America, I don't know how long that's going to take. Persona 5 Scramble. And I want to say something to those that say, oh, this Persona 5 Scramble is going to ruin the series and stuff like that. Look, just try it out and you might like it. Quit trying to, you know, don't judge a book by its cover. At least try it out before you say anything. That's all I'm going to say about that. Also, I feel like there were other games that tried to put that Dynasty Warrior, at least element, inside, like Naruto Storm 4. When Obito fought the Blood Mist Ninja, it kind of felt like it was somewhat of a, you know, Dynasty Warrior hack and slash him feeling. And Kingdom Hearts, you know, the famous 1K Heartless battle on Kingdom Hearts 2 and the 10K Heartless battle in Kingdom Hearts 3. Like I said in the title, I feel like more game companies should at least put a Dynasty Warrior game in their, you know, series and stuff. Because I definitely know Kingdom Hearts can do it. Because like I said, the 1K Heartless battle, the 10K Heartless battle. Because there's another game that lets you play multiple characters. It is called Kingdom Hearts 358/2 Days. You could play all of the Organization 13 members. Roxas, there was a duo wheel Roxas, well, when he was in the hood, of course, with the, you know, the Organization 13 robe. Mickey Mouse, and stuff like that, Donald and Goofy. Because really, that's really all they need to do, because they didn't put, Kingdom Hearts 358/2 Days on the, you know, the PS4 final mix thing, or remix, excuse me. So, if Square Enix or somebody from Square Enix is listening, do this. is take all the characters, you know, like Donald, Goofy, and stuff like that, all the Organization 13 members, make them playable. I mean, like, we could have a Dynasty Warriors Kingdom Hearts. I mean, they should have been did that, to be honest. That needs to be the next thing they need to make before Kingdom Hearts 4 comes out. What's another game? They could do it in Naruto for sure, because in Clash of Ninja, they got like these rogue ninjas. You know, these little dudes with some ass. They look lanky and stuff like that. So they definitely can do a Dynasty Warriors Naruto or something like that. I was thinking about DBZ Dynasty Warriors game, but I don't know how that's gonna work, because the only like enemies and stuff that they really fought in a mass army were the Frieza soldiers, unless they incorporated a certain way. But yeah, the reason I'm saying this is because, like I said, the whole just gaming as a whole is just saturated with PvP, because that's what everybody likes nowadays. I am suggesting this for a good, you know, good change, because one day you could be like, oh, I'm so tired of losing this game. PvP game is frustrating me. You know, just pop into Dynasty Warrior games, something like that, you know, smack up some enemies, get your rage out, get that stress out and stuff. You know, start feeling relaxed and all, everything. That is why I'm asking for more games like this. Not only can the game be, you know, fun, it can also be a way to relieve the stress and anger and stuff. Because when you play those type of games, you're just smacking up a whole bunch of enemies. You basically, you know, giving them hands, they feeling your wrath and stuff like that. So, before I close this podcast off, I want to say one thing. If anyone from Nintendo is listening to this, bring up this idea to the Nintendo executives and stuff like that, or whoever's in charge of, you know, gaming ideas and wants to, or makes the models and stuff. Make a Kirby game with the Dynasty Warriors playstyle and name it Kirby Star Warriors. If you guys make that happen, I will buy that. Like, for real, I will buy that. Because Kirby is one of my favorite characters. Please make that happen. I'm praying for that day to happen. But